Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello. Hi, everybody. Nice studio audience we have here in our tiny studio. But you sound like you make, you know, a lot of noise, so thank you very much. I'm Deborah Lee, and I'm joined by Jimbo, and we are going to give you personal free readings during the show, plus we'll discuss a few different things along the way, maybe give you a giggle or two, and hope you have a nice time. So I want to remind everyone that I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards. It's important to make this distinction because so many people confuse what I do with tarot card reading or oracle card reading or some other system that's out there. And the truth is, no, it's not like any of those at all, really. I consider it a method that stands on its own and is able to answer a myriad of questions that you may have from day to day during your life as you make choices that will naturally manifest and change. So if you see something or get something from this reading that maybe isn't quite what you are hoping for, isn't positive enough, isn't taking you in the direction you want, having that perception of the future gives you the opportunity right now in the present to make very dynamic change. So I also want you to be aware, I will be using a full 24-card layout, which means I'll need a couple minutes to lay down, the cards, get them set up for you. And then, of course, I will get a chance to see a little bit of, your life, the past, the present, and of course, into the future. And Jim's going to explain to you a little bit more about things and get the most out of them. So, Jimbo, it's all yours.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you that this show is for informational and education purposes only. To remind also all the folks that are joining us tonight, no matter how you are joining us, there are many ways to do so. If you are international, you got to let us know, and we'll give you live international shout-outs anytime during the show we see you. And we'll start off with two folks we got right now. We got Joanne in Canada, and Terry Sue's in England, the land of the Ings. She is here. So, all right, welcome international shout-out. Yeehaw. 515-602-976. That's the number to call in for your free reading. It's better to be early than late. We do Friday and Saturdays are longer shows, but it seems like somebody still doesn't get one because you got to call early. It's the best bet. Best bet. Like anything in life a lot of times, So.
Yeah.
So you'll hear a message, too, when you do call in that you can listen to the show while you wait. That works. I tried it a couple times tonight because I prematurely the first time, so I had to call back again. Anyway, it's all great. You'll hear the show. If you have extended periods of silence, hang up, call back again because something went wrong. Facebookers, we can't make any promises for you folks. We'll chit-chat with you and have a good time, but as far as if we're able to turn to your readings, that's unpredictable. So you'll just have to wait for any official word on that, okay? That's the name of that game. That's all we got going. And either way, when you hear that sound, your reading is done, please. Done. It's over. Finished. Please let it end, okay? It's not some kind of a warning sign where you got to pick up the pace on your questions. No. That ship has sailed, so please respect it. But the harp angels, harps and angels, get it? Well, you're going to get an angel card tonight. Not a rebel, that was last night. And tonight is our standard deck of angel cards, which has a message from an archangel. You will always get an archangel in this deck. So that's going to be, you got that going for you. So yes. All right, let's see here. Today, it's not a lot of exciting days out there today. National Make Lunch Count Day, that's kind of lame, you know. International Plant Appreciation Day.
Seriously.
I'm not making that. Catch and Release Day if you're fishing. I'm not a big fan of releasing unless there's like, it doesn't meet some kind of requirement size-wise. But if I go to the trouble to catch the fish, I plan on eating it. All right, National Peach Cobbler Day.
No, I could go for that.
All the cobblers are good, usually. Mm-hmm. Most of the cobblers are good. But it's a little picture they show has got a scoop of ice cream. It's like, well, you take anything and you put ice cream on it, it gets better. So, you know.
Is this the new creamer?
It's a, you got a combo of things going on in that. You got a little bit of old, a little bit of new, and then you got the coffee has its own flavor too. So you got all sorts of crazy shit going on in that cup.
Well, I think that the new one.
That's not the one you ordered from Walmart.
Oh.
It's a creamer that's, we don't get that common. That was from Food Lion, I think. It's like a vanilla caramel or something weird thing.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes, that's, no, the other one is still back up. And, you know, that's about it, really. So that's your days. What about you, Deb? Have you got any words of wisdom? Let it be. Let it be.
No, I don't really have anything. Saturday night should be fun. No soapbox.
You know,
what?
You can actually put that mouse over here. It doesn't have to be close unless you like it close. I'm just saying. You can make it very convenient where you like to have it so you don't have to lean over because it's wireless and has good range. So there you go.
I still have difficulty with that concept.
Yeah, it's because for the first million years, it seemed like, in computer years, that everything was wired. I still actually prefer the wired mice. I'm just a big fan, and the battery will never go dead on you in the middle of doing shit. So.
You know, I do guess I have one thing I could say to all. What the biggest complaint that I receive from others is, why does it take so long for things that are in the cards? Well, not everything is immediate. And it would seem to me that if there's any kind of divine energy that comes through readings, I believe it would be letting things happen in their own best way and time, okay? Because you know what happens when you try to push, when you try to force something to happen, what happens? It fails to meet or exceed definitely your expectations. So the cards are simply giving you a peek, I guess we'll say, at the future and things that have the most potential. Yes, of course, they're definitely going to arise as we go along, but there will be other things that are a little bit iffy that they may actually occur. It all depends on you and your path, the choices you make. And remember, others around you are making choices that not only impact your life, but theirs as well. So it's a lot to consider. Still, it's better to have the pre-knowledge, I think, than to simply go out and put yourself at the mercy of others making their decisions when you need to be empowered and make dynamic decisions yourself. So I think that's one of the reasons this is such a wonderful tool. All right, Jimbo.
Are we rocking and rolling? Are we? We are?
I believe we are.
All right, let's caller then. It's going to be area code 857 in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. 857, you are the first caller.
Hello. Welcome to the show. And you are? Hi.
I am Lisa.
Hello. Glad to hear from you.
Volkerman.
Yes.
Thank
you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Fine Saturday down here in Virginia. So we're happy to have your call. And please tell us what's on your mind this evening.
Well, I want to know in regards to a individual by the name of James.
Okay.
I want to know if you can pick up his feelings towards me, if he has any feelings towards me, what he thinks about me, that type of thing.
Has there been any, like, private interaction between the two of you? Or is it, you know, still,
no.
He's over there and you're over here? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. Mm-mm. And I'm not, I don't really want, he's very, you got to be careful with him.
Yeah, because
he's very quiet.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just feel like I'm walking on eggshells.
Well, that's not good.
No, that really isn't a good way to feel.
No, you should never feel like that unless there's like been an argument or something.
There's no argument or anything like that. But you know, he made it. You know, he likes to keep. I can't. I don't want to say anything. I'm just hoping that no one that he knows is listening to the show, which I'm sorry to say, but.
No, that's
you know
fine.
What I mean.
They may not have been two together if they are, you know, because we have so many callers.
He seems like he wants to say something, but it's almost as if I have to initiate it.
Well, from what I get from these cards for you, intuitively, I think that may very likely always be the case. He's got that kind of nature. And you know what they say, still waters run deep. So he's probably very deep thinking, has intense thoughts, but doesn't vocalize a whole lot. And think, though, that things may change. Oh, I know you've been at this for quite some time, but there's always been in your cards the potential for this guy to actually see you and, you know, be present with you where the two of you could actually engage together in a meaningful way. So I still think, hon, I still think you intimidate the heck out of him, and that makes it real difficult for him to relax around you. So it's kind of...
Intimidate?
Yeah, well, you know, he sees you in a way that may not be what you would think. I mean, he likely, from what I see here, is you are the subject of fantasies.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, I mean, these guys do like to fantasize. You know, they do. They love that. So, but I think he's really shy to the point of it being crippling for him. So you would, in essence, have to take the lead. Have you ever done that? Have you ever, you know, tried to get him out? Get a coffee, a drink.
The reason why I don't approach on that is because he can be moody. And he was clear. Sometimes he doesn't want to be bothered by people. Matter of fact, he likes it when people don't bother him.
So he's a bit of a lone wolf, is what you're saying. And yet he intrigues you and attracts you.
He is a bit of a lone wolf. I mean, he interacts with other people. But between him and I, it's almost like who's going to take the initiative in speaking? And personally for me, I like for a man to be a man.
Yes. So what
and
if
I like
can't
to be in my feminine.
And what if you can't get that from him? You know, there there's only so much you can do, and then you're stepping over the line.
Exactly, and that's what I don't want to do. I don't feel like I have to. He made it clear. It's like there could be times when, you know, he doesn't speak to anyone for a week.
You know, I've got to say something here, and I feel that this is you and James are a classic example. I think a lot of men don't know what to do anymore because they're used to be, you know what I mean? There were protocols. There was a dance that men and women did figuratively.
Yes.
And now some are afraid to open a door because she might chew his, you know, head off because she is a woman, hear her roar. You know, Jim, you might have something to add to this. I mean, not every woman is like you want to be in your feminine side. I am like that too. But I can swing the other way if I need to.
I can too. I most certainly can. But he's kind of made it clear where it was like, he doesn't need anything from anybody. He's content. You know, he's got his work. He's got his family. He's got other things that he does. You know, and to me, it's like, okay, he's like, he doesn't really want to be bothered, and he likes minimal conversation. It kind of puts me, because I have to respect his wishes.
You do, and I must tell you, I have hesitated because normally I don't answer questions I haven't been asked. But in your case, I really feel I've known you for quite some time. I mean, you were there at the start of my radio career. Yeah, I remember that. I just feel I need to put this out there for you. It makes a little wrinkle on the relationship that you're trying, you know, you're really attempting to have with him.
Mm-hmm.
What I get from the cards is he's afraid he might be gay. There's no evidence here, but I see that he is concerned. There's a fear there. So for him, the winning move is not to play. If he doesn't get involved with the woman and find out, like, for instance, he can't perform because it may be performance anxiety, but then he thinks, well, that's it. I must be gay. And
thing is that he was involved. He was in a relationship. And they lived together, and they were planning on, you know, plans on having a family and all that. And that fell apart probably about 6 months ago. And that's when because I asked him about, you know, I've always asked him, like, how was he doing with him and his girl, you know, because I always ask, you know, how are you guys doing, you know, what's going on, and, you know, and we talk about it, but he's like, you know, I was shocked, and he's like, you know, we haven't been together in quite some time.
Well, and it comes down to something that was, I'm sorry, I just have to say what the cards say.
Please
that
do.
It was sexual
Please
in nature. Maybe he started to have inability, you know, what do they call it? Erectile dysfunction. And a lot of times it comes from the medications that a doctor, you know, hands out to patients. So I'm just saying that you should look at this from another perspective. I do not see a broken heart here. If anything, that woman he was with feels sorry for him. That's right up here. Very clear that she feels sorry for him. But, you know, I can only share with you what's here. Right now, I think he's possibly in transition. It's only been 6 months. And, you know, if you think about it, a relationship ending is its own form of death. To be grieved over. Yeah. And not everybody does it right away.
It's, everybody's different.
True.
Yeah, everybody's different.
True.
I'm going on 6 years since I lost Dale to cancer. And I still have moments where, you know, it's overwhelming, the amount of grief.
International shout out to Virgil in England.
That's why, right? That's why it's like I don't, that's why I'm just going about my life. I'm just going about doing my thing. And it's like, if we happen to cross each other's path, I'm always cordial. Hey, how you doing? You know, and I'm feeling out the energy, you know, before I say anything else, I have to feel his energy. I'm not pressing for anything, and I don't want to give him that impression. So to me, I am continuing to live my life and to be happy because I am happy, and I'm not stopping me from being me.
And that's really what you should do. Now, that doesn't mean something can't change as time passes.
That's true.
I mean, we have, in a recent show, we have two sisters who aren't youngsters by any means, but they've been in many ways estranged from each other. All of a sudden, the cards have shown, oh, my goodness, these two are having a reconciliation. And sure enough, they are. So it can happen quickly or it can take time. I wish I had a better handle on time, but I think we have to leave that up to the universe.
Absolutely.
You know, you certainly have a huge capacity from what I've seen in these cards to love. You are one of the people in this world that truly can give unconditional love. And that's not something everybody can do. But I
Thank
see
you.
It for you. Mm-hmm. So honor yourself for that. And I do believe you really love this guy.
I do. I care about him. I do.
Sure.
All right. I have your angel card. Subject is healthy lifestyle. From Archangel Raphael, eat a healthful diet, get adequate sleep, and exercise regularly for optimal health.
That is so true.
That's on the money.
You
have to turn that on.
That is so on the money. Oh, my gosh.
It
I've been thinking funny. About my diet. I've been thinking about exercising everything. Wow.
You know, but the thing is, it doesn't sound very fun. You know, fun is bad for your health.
Yeah, typically it is. Typically, the things that are the finest things in life are not good for you, typically.
I know, it's crazy.
Nope. That's the
good food is bad for you.
Right.
You know, those of us who love to drink, it's bad for you.
Yeah, anything makes sense. Right. Yep. That's life, man.
Thank you so much for the reading.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. We're representing Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We like it.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, God. I got to throw this out there.
Mm-hmm.
Virgil, who's on our Facebook show page, he said he took Viagra, or is it Viagra? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He took the blue pill one.
The latter.
It got caught in his throat, and he got a stiff neck.
Bada bing. Oh, wait. That's
Rimshot.
Yeah. There you go. Yes, indeed.
Like,
we always have that lined up. We don't get to use it a lot, though.
No.
The rimshot. There's that.
Pure energy. Matter without form.
Or yep, yes, indeed. Or.
Hello to you, Suzanne.
International shout out to Suzanne.
Yeah.
Who's running around amongst all those Scots there in Scotland. I got to have different names than Scott. Can't it just be Scott. Got to have some other names, too.
Why?
I'm just saying.
Oh.
Remember that was Montgomery Scott was the guy in Star Trek. They called him Scotty.
Scotty.
Yep. All right. We got international shout-outs here. We got I missed Olay in Lebanon. I'm sorry. And where does Dr. Priya hail from, Deb?
That would be
Netherlands.
Netherlands,
it is. I just don't want to guess.
Oh, we have not seen you.
It has been a while.
Some time.
So multiple international shout-outs. We got the.
Yeah.
I think we don't have a single person typing in the Facebook chat that is from the United States.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
Maybe they all have dates tonight.
Well, I mean, there's Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they're all out. Who knows what they're doing? Maybe they're
carousing.
Yeah,
drunk.
You got to remember, we're on the East Coast, so as you go west in this country, you get time goes backwards.
Well,
so
that's true.
A lot of people doing shit,
when we
probably.
We go on the air out in California.
California.
Yeah, they're still at work.
They are indeed. All right, what we got here? We just
can't go to Facebook.
You guys just got to hang tight.
We run out of calls.
Yes. Remember, folks. If you don't want to arrange for a private reading and you can't call in, then you better circle Wednesday on your calendar. Because that's the day that we alternate. We could have 1,000 phone callers, but we will alternate to Facebook days. All the rest of the shows, phones get priority. So sorry. Also, sorry.
Suzanne, those are never any fun. She has a urine infection.
A urine infection? Your urine has been infected? Who do you care? You just pissed it in the toilet. Who cares if it's infected?
That's the way that works, hon.
Well, because it's not really the act. That's not the right thing, right?
No,
it's not a urine infection.
It's a urinary tract.
Bingo. Infection. The urine itself isn't infected.
Yeah, I said it wrong, too.
No, she said it.
Well, you know, the thing is, a lot of times it comes from the underwear we wear. If there's not enough ventilation. So
ventilation's important.
It is. It is. Like some men prefer boxers and others prefer those.
I've worn both. They each have their advantage and disadvantage. The briefs, they call them, Deb. They call them briefs.
Oh, they do?
Yes. The opposite of boxers is briefs.
Whitey-tighties.
Yeah, they're called briefs. They're either boxers or briefs, yeah.
And, Suzanne, remember, too much sexual activity can also cause cystitis. Drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute some women feel a twinge like it's coming on, get those cranberry pills. Yeah.
Isn't there some kind of, yeah, I was about to say, isn't there that too? That's
the other stuff. Oh,
yeah.
In the Army, they gave it out a lot because they would have us like low crawling, you know, through dirty water. I mean, I think those training instructors got a real kick out of it. But then we would, you know, pop up with these urinary tract infections. You can buy Peridium over the counter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what its civilian name is, but it will make your urine neon orange. Yeah, but it works.
That's all that matters. That's if you catch it early enough, right? A lot of times.
Well,
if you wait way, way too long, then you kind of almost need
to get
the doctor, yeah. Or if you're just, plus everybody's person's body is different. Some people's bodies can fight it off with the help of that stuff. Some people have to get antibiotics for everything. You know, it all depends on your system.
Well, and like after sex, you should pee and you should drink water to get everything running smoothly.
Yes, yes. Drink. Drink is the key. Drink. All right. Should we pick up the phones?
Virgil is a wild man tonight, so you have all been warned.
As much as one can be on a keyboard.
Yes, let's go on.
On and on. Just keeps on trying. All right, 480, I believe that is out in the state of Arizona. 480, welcome to the show.
Oh, yes, hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. My name is Mike, and I'm RVing actually in Lake Mead on the Vegas side.
Oh, I remember him.
Yes, we remember you.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember where you were. I think you were in Texas or something last time I thought when you called us. I can't remember.
Yeah, I pretty much spent the winter on the Gulf Coast camping on the beach.
That's right, yeah, I do remember that. That's cool. It's been a little while, so you're tooling around Arizona. So what has you in Arizona?
Well, my storage unit's in Arizona, but I'm actually in Nevada, just on the other side of, I think Arizona's like an hour away or something like that. Hanging out on Lake Mead.
Oh, nice.
Should be drinking mead while you're on Lake Mead.
Right?
I think, why not?
You know, and the water level's really gone up here, so which is a good thing.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, I guess.
Because they were
not too long.
They were finding all those mob bodies.
Are they really?
They did.
They were when the water levels a couple years ago during COVID were really low. Yeah, there were all kinds of barrels were popping up.
Nice.
Where the mob dumped them.
That's awesome. I missed that in the news. Crap, that would have been so entertaining to read.
It's very.
Because I would imagine that had to go back to the early days.
100%.
The organized crime when they were trying to remember Vegas started out as basically organized crime land.
But they didn't find Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah. I'm originally from Michigan, so you know it's summertime when all of a sudden there's a dig in somebody's backyard where they got a tip that they think that Hoffa's at.
Well, you know, they did a good job hiding that body.
They thought he was in a ballpark.
It was a football stadium. They made it. Yeah,
giant stadium.
They did
stadium.
A good job. They did.
Yep.
Exactly. They did a good job. Hey, whoever did that for the mob,
whoever the project manager was for that project, was super successful.
Yeah, they got bonuses. I bet they got bonuses over the years.
Oh,
yep. Yep. They're like, that's one of the most infamous people that everybody was looking for. And you guys were able to hide it. Here's your bonus. Yep.
Yep.
All right. I want you to lead us to your question or your discussion. What would you like to talk about?
Yeah. So I work remotely, and I just started a new job this week. Actually, I was hired a while back, but then took kind of a break for a second and kind of interviewed, and then I'm like, okay, let me do this one. And just kind of curious on how you feel about the money in regards to the sales position.
Okay. And how do you feel about it at this point?
Oh, at first I wasn't on board, but I was taking it to, the energy. Like, when you start dating somebody after a while that you hadn't been dating, and all of a sudden everybody comes out of the woodwork. So I was kind of going with that. I was kind of going with that energy and thinking, well, if I just take the job but then it took a month for me to, I did a week of training and then came back a month later, and it's going right now. I've just finished the first week of like training and stuff like that. I like it. I think it's going to be fine type of thing. But I'm also, you know, 1 year to the street, you know, with the,
sure.
other positions and stuff like that. You know, always keeping my options open.
It's a very competitive market out there, job-wise. I think you have to. And I think that I have to relay these down. I missed some.
Shame on you.
But, you know, that's always a good thing.
Why is that a good thing?
The cards fall better. Okay,
what?
So, yeah, it's just a,
what do you mean they fall better?
Well, remember, every time I shuffle and I lay them out, I'm only using 24 cards.
We understand that.
The cards will change.
Well, yeah. Oh, that kind of. When you said fall better, I thought you were talking like physical falling to the table better. I'm like, how does that? Oh.
Well, you know,
you'll get a better set of cards, I guess.
You know,
yeah, I got you. Okay.
Sales don't ultimately work out for you. You have an awesome radio voice. I think that you find there's not much money in it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's the problem is paying the bills with that job. Yeah.
I'm starting a YouTube channel with my travels and work and that type of stuff and just kind of, you know, just the lifestyle.
Yeah, you should really because, I mean, that is not an everyday lifestyle and you have been – you're very mobile, obviously, because that's the
– He is.
You got a house on wheels so you can go wherever the hell you want.
It's not
exactly
a crazy idea because that's where they're looking for new talent for all of these, like, radio reality shows that they have going on, they are plucking them out of YouTube. So,
oh, no kidding.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, one of my clients some time ago got tapped. She was.
Did she get tapped now, did she?
Not that She is a very innovative real estate agent. And we know her, Jim and I, because she would have us come out and do, what do we call them?
I remember doing it once. You probably did it more without me.
I did it more with her.
Yeah, I only did it once.
She would renovate properties for flipping and find she couldn't sell them. So we would come. I would bring a ghost hunter with me. She's awesome. And she would come to the house, you know, and she used a lot of that ghost hunting equipment with the night goggles, night vision.
I don't remember her, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's had a lot of equipment, but then soon after, very soon after, the house would sell. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was just really, if you're into it, you know, a lot of people,
yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, right. She got rid of ghosts. Well, anyway, for you, yes, the money's going to improve, but you're going to still move on to greener pastures.
Yeah.
Because you have a gift. Some people really know sales. It's like it's in their blood. You know what I mean? And I think you've got the gift. So, and I don't feel they're going to be, go ahead. Go ahead.
I've been successful in literally every sales position. And then, but I'm a job jumper. So once the company falls, does something to make me fall out of love, then I leave.
Well, hey, that's the right thing to do. You know,
I'm my own CEO. They don't care about me.
In, like, say, the 50s, 60s, people stayed at a job for 20 years, got a gold watch, and a kick in the butt out the door.
They got a pension of some type.
Yeah, but nowadays people... very intuitively job climbing.
That's how you get a raise.
And that's how you get ahead, too.
Yep.
So, yeah, one hand will wash the other. And I think that you're very sharp, but I want to tell you, you don't discount that YouTube channel. You're going to gain many, many followers. And what they do now is you get people to subscribe for a low amount of money, like $4.99 a month. And then they are have access, right, to all of your content. And because I see here, there is a point when now you've got to get yourself settled and established. But I see a point where you could contact the TLC network. And I see here that there are, in fact, two people, a man and a woman, that would pay attention to you. Okay.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah,
interesting.
Essentially, it's all this whole thing with the 90-day fiancé and I've got eight wives. You know, that's going to run the gamut and it'll be old. And they need something new. And a guy in an RV traveling around, meeting all kinds of characters.
Clark, that fire is a recreational vehicle.
Yeah.
And your Christmas vacation.
Yep.
You have potential, and I wouldn't pump sunshine up your skirt, so to speak, if you didn't. All right?
So I understand.
You could really go somewhere with that. All right. There
now,
you
go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, so I'm looking, kind of directionally where to go next. Northern Arizona is great in the summertime because it's like at 7,500 feet, so it's comfortable. But you can become a resident of South Dakota by staying one night in a hotel or an RV park, and then they have a mail service. You can establish residency, which is, no state tax on income, which is great, and only like 3 or 4% if you're buying a car is the tax. So it's pretty reasonable. But their mail service will mail your mail to you every 2 weeks when you just go online, provide an address, like a UPS store or something like that, and they'll ship your mail. Not that I have a lot of mail, but I was thinking about heading up that way as we're starting to approach summer, or do you kind of see me kind of hanging out northern Arizona for the summer?
No, interesting you mentioned that because, yes, there was definite indication of you – settling, like putting...
Relocating elsewhere?
Yeah, it was a relocation, but it was at quite a distance where you would, you know, basically put some stakes, which the way you're talking would be basically on paper only, you know?
Yeah, there's no financial obligation,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
no. And that's the, and of course they want, you know, the residents, even though it's on paper, it helps with voting and different things like that. So it's, you know.
It becomes part of the census, I suppose, for districts.
I think that sounds
voting
awesome.
Districts and all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. And they qualify probably for certain programs, the more people they have.
All right.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Awesome.
I have to give him his angel card.
Give him his angel card.
It's clairaudience, and it's from Archangel Zedkiel, and Zedkiel says, notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people. Notice it.
Huh.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, that's an archangel. I can't. He says what he says. They speak very deeply.
Right.
All right, man. Hey, it's been great to hear from you.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah,
so.
Thank you both. I appreciate it.
Yes, continue to call us. We on
it.
Your travels. Even if you're not traveling, you can call.
Yeah.
Perfect. I certainly will.
All right. Good luck to you.
Take care. Energy.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's got a really great vibe. Very charismatic.
Yeah. A lot of people like the RV life. I could see that.
But it'd have to be a really maxed out one for
me. It wouldn't for you, but it wouldn't have to be for a guy.
We rented one and went to Minnesota.
I could have lived in that in the day if I didn't.
You couldn't turn around in that bathroom, I'll tell you what.
On the shower and stuff. I mean, that's the way they are. You're not going to go in there and do yoga in the bathroom or anything. Of course not, but, you know. But it had one and it had a shower, you know.
And the dogs would not sleep, even with Benadryl.
Well, that helped. It
yeah.
did knock them out. Well, they slept when it was not moving.
Yeah,
international shout out to Rachel in Australia.
Hey, good tip for those of you who may want to rent one of these days. Did you know that you can go to rest areas where you see those big rigs parked and you just kind of slide up between them, those big semis, and you could stay there.
Like you could in a car too if you want, but you know.
Yeah, and it's very quiet, and I'm sure those guys, they want their sleep. They wouldn't want any, you know, ruckus going on. Or you can also go to the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, and they say there's probably some that don't like it, but typically they all do. You can just find out by calling the manager or something there. Most of them do. But I was because I did a little research before we hit the road, and it's like, yeah, there are some out there that don't like that. Maybe they don't have big parking lots, a couple of them.
And there's a lot of kooks running around out there. Have you ever noticed they don't really put a Walmart in a what would you call it, like a high?
No, that isn't true. That is most. There is some that are in some really nice places. The one in Suffolk is in a pretty good place.
Suffolk.
Yeah. And there's a couple, yeah, there's some that are in horrible places, but there's some that are actually in decent places. The one in Chesapeake one is a decent one. That's in a good location.
It is.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're going to find, like, the Trump family and such shopping at Walmart. Virgil says, give the dogs Valium. If you want to, your vet will give you a nice sedative for your...
We did the Benadryl, and it worked. It pretty much knocked them out. It kept them down the whole time during the drive. It worked. The Benadryl did work.
Yeah.
It didn't knock them out because you don't want it to be knocked out, passed out, but it kept them where they didn't really want to do much of anything. So it kept them from freaking out.
Yeah,
it
but
did
I'm
the
telling
job.
You, if you rent one of those, get a good one. This one had seen better days. It was like everything on it, remember, shook. And bouncing.
Yeah, Deb, I don't think you're going to... It's a freaking house on wheels. It's going to bounce. I don't know. You were, like, thinking in fantasy land when you imagined this, I guess.
That it would be a nice, sleek ride. Like what Snoop Dogg's got or, you know, one of the others. them have some very nice rides.
All right, shall we pick up the phones?
I think we should.
We're going to pick up a phone that we have no clue. It's all ones, which means it's a Skype caller. Welcome to the show, Skyper.
Hello there. Who's calling?
Hello, Skyper. We'll give them about 30 seconds, and then we'll go back to them, and maybe they ran to the turlet. Wasn't that what Archie Bunker used to say, the turlet?
The turlet.
Yeah, I think that's what he used to call it. Wherever he was in New York.
And batteries.
I don't know that he used that word.
What's the other one? Radiator.
Yeah, I don't know if that was him either, but there's some people that do talk crazy, crazy shit. All right, we went and put the all Skyper back on hold.
All right.
And we can move on to us. Yes.
Oh, Rachel, you have to go for a ride with Jim someday. When he was in the Navy and he would drive officers to go to the airport and they'd maybe have 40 minutes to get there in rush hour. There was one that would ask Jim, didn't you used to be a bus driver? What? No,
taxi.
Cab driver.
Yeah.
In Naples, Italy. Yeah.
There's a Naples, Florida. That's true.
Well, that's true. You know, and the thing is with Jim, a red light coming is going to really inspire him.
Depends on what I got going on. And if I know that red light is one of the longest red lights known to mankind, I'm going to probably give it a little pink, let it turn pink a little bit. I'm not going to stop for it. If it's a short one, I don't care.
Rachel's game. She'll go.
All right, let's do this.
What are we doing?
We're going to the next caller. And that caller is area code 614 in Ohio. 614, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Where
this is Wilson from Ohio.
Oh, you're
okay, welcome back.
Yeah, so are you new to the show? No. I'm sorry, I'm catching up here on you. So your name, please.
Filson.
Okay.
Focus.
I remember you. You've been with us a long time.
Yeah, it's been a little while since she's called, but she's called many a time.
So what's new, hon?
I was going to call, and I was wondering what you see coming up for me in love, if anything.
Love.
Love readings. Classic. Yes, that used to be a... number one topic once upon a time.
Is there anybody on your playing field at the moment?
No.
Or nobody?
Negative.
Well, you know what? That can be the best.
Her radar scope is clear. There's no contacts.
Got 11. Wide open field. That's talking about a lot of potential. So here we go. We're going to lay these out for you. Love.
All right. Where's it going down?
Okay.
Oh, this is the first love type of reading tonight. Like this.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you get at least one or two. I mean, you used to get a ton way back in the day. That was all your thing. That was your shtick way back in the early days of
really
the internet.
Was.
Hence the Psychic Love Doctor, hence the name. That's where that came from. Was back in the early days of the internet when not even everybody had computers.
Yes, and I remember when I was syndicated between iVillage, Women.com, V-Zones, and there was one more. That's, I'm not coming to mind.
It doesn't matter. Well,
but I had a syndicated question and answer column on these websites. Oh, and it was also AstroNet, which is now... gone. But it was all love. Everything was about love. I guess that's what the late 90s were all about. Oh my gosh, Wilson, you're going to love this.
What is it?
Yes, Deb, don't just say that and then come on.
All right. I want you to know that you are about to meet somebody very, very soon. Really great sexual and romantic attraction. between the two of you. The Seven of Clubs is the card of attraction, and it is between two people who are having like this chemical dance happen between them, if you know what I mean. The
chemical dance.
The vibes are there, yeah.
Okay, chemical.
And it's very soon. Let's see, we're in April.
It is April.
I'm going to say by July, all right? You will have met somebody who's really going to trip your trigger, and I love that. And don't take the walk of shame, Gilson, if you happen to get swept off your feet and you don't go home for 3 days.
What would be the walk of shame then?
Well, the walk of shame is
when
you end up coming home wearing your party clothes because...
You would be taking the walk then.
Well, you don't want to think of it as the walk.
Okay. But you would be taking the walk. All right. Okay.
Just don't be ashamed, basically.
Yeah. And, oh, my gosh, you are going to love this individual coming along. King of Diamonds is representing this new partner. And money is his game. I mean, this guy knows how to manage money, how to make money. That's what I love about the diamonds in the deck. Diamonds are people that have, like, charisma relating to, say, Leo the lion in the zodiac, where they walk in a room and it lights up from their vibe. So this one's really going to set your hair on fire. And I believe it's going to actually begin via communication. Now, years ago, Ace of Clubs was considered like phone calls and letters. Well, now we have to include text messages, emails, you know, me having somebody like on Facebook. You know what I mean? Social media. There's all kinds of opportunities now. And you'll know this one is for real because I really don't get a sense that you'd be dealing with any kind of scammer. And I think that there is some real business opportunities for the two of you to, say, mix business with pleasure. And it would be a really good fit. So I think your cards look great. I think that if you are inclined to want to, there could be marriage on the horizon for you. And if you do, it's going to be terrific. These are awesome cards here. So I am not telling you a fairy tale. This is really what's in your cards. So what do you think about that? I think it's really awesome.
Oh, I'm sure that's
amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure she was looking for that.
So now that you have this insight, it's not like they're going to come riding up on, you know, on a, what is it, white, what do they call it, a white charger?
I believe it was a white horse, right?
Yeah, chargers are horses.
No, I don't believe it is. A white Mustang, is a horse.
And there, we'll go with the white Mustang jumping off and knocking on your door. You may have to actually... say something to initiate, like, you know, there's all different kinds of ways. Somebody might send you a message and say, wow, your pictures, you look like really very nice or hot, whatever the language is today. And a thank you is nicer than who are you and why are you messaging me? Okay.
Well, it depends, I guess, on the whole scenario there. Because sometimes a message out of the blue can be automatically ominous. So.
Well, true, and it's all in the approach. And as I talk to different men on some of these dating sites, I try to actually coach them. You know, just approach somebody you don't know and say, well, what did you do today? Or how's the weather where you are? I mean, come on. Gotta have a dazzling presentation.
Sure.
Jim's got a dazzling angel card.
Well, now you shouldn't say that because they all don't dazzle. This one, the subject is "Hello from Heaven," and it's from Archangel Azrael. Your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of worries and feel their loving blessings.
Aww. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. Very nice.
Well, it didn't. Yeah. Well, it is awesome. All the archangels have good messages.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
So let us know what happens. Okay. If you can.
Okay, I will.
I think you're going to.
You can do that.
Your wish is going to be answered and with many blessings.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, awesome. Hey, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding.
Thank
and you.
You
come back again.
You hear?
Y'all come back now. You hear?
You know, what was that on?
That was from Beverly
Hillbillies.
Yep. Let me tell you a story about a man named Jed. Yep. Poor mountaineer. He kept his family fed. Yep, indeed.
I wonder if they're even broadcasted anymore.
They're out there. Now, broadcasting is a different thing now because we are a whole half the world is going streaming only. So it's like it's not really broadcast. You're going to go get it. You're streaming something that does have a channel schedule. Some of them actually have little schedules. And some of them are just purely you pick what you want to watch type of services.
Pluto runs a lot of
Pluto.
Older...
Yeah, we haven't turned on for a while. I mean, that might even be dead. We don't even know if it's even alive.
I love those early Jerry Springers when those people really.
Well, those are really weird.
When they were allowed to jump each other.
Oh, that was crazy before the courts jammed them up. Yep.
And they would have like Thanksgiving dinners with all the family. Pretty soon the mashed potatoes are flying.
It would be a food fight.
Gets spun up in the air. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and the early ones, you notice, they didn't lay the plastic down ahead of time. I think
no.
they learned probably after a couple of years. We got to lay some damn plastic down.
Or they'd have, like, girls jello wrestling.
Well, they did that even the later ones all the time. It wasn't the early ones. Just,
yeah.
just the earlier ones, they would have like naked people out there and they had the blur stuff.
It would be very, very sexually oriented toward the end of his years.
Oh, yeah, there would always be a little something. He had a lot of stripper stuff on there all the time.
Or women that were giving their man a special birthday gift and they bring out this really hot chick that was like her friend or somebody she paid for.
Somebody she paid for.
And then
that's
they would
nice.
Talk about all the delicious sweet treats she was going to give him for his birthday. And I thought, boy, girlfriend, you are taking some chance here. Yeah. I don't think you want to do that.
Right, we're going to try going back to the Skype person. Maybe they're back with us now. Hello, all one Skype. You are live.
Hello.
Are you with us now?
Hi there. Speak to us.
All right. Obviously,
okay.
That's an issue. So, unfortunately, we tried twice. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
Next caller on our list is 520. Holy.
Hey, you guys.
Hi. Oh, we need a rundown.
Oh, that's right. Today's Saturday.
Yes.
All right. What's up?
Well, I'm alive. I'm kicking. I survived.
Yeah. She did survive the party.
Mm-hmm. I did. I couldn't help myself, Deb and Jimbo.
Mm-hmm.
When I arrived at the party, I arrived a little bit late, and my knee has really, because I was pushing my bike the other day up a hill, and so I'm paying for it with my knee. I'm walking with a cane. And the physical therapist told me just to power through it. So no problem. Anyway, so I'm walking with my potluck dish and my cane, and I'm hobbling into the party. And this guy is helping me. I called him from the parking lot when he drove in. Everybody was already there, including that girlfriend I was telling you about.
Uh-huh.
And she was sitting there like the fucking queen of Sheba. And I was the one that introduced her to those people a few weeks back. So then I went right up to her table where she was sitting with people.
And you went for a throwdown. No.
Well, I said her name. I said, I'm surprised that you got an invitation to this, which, of course, she would. She was, you know, we're on everybody's, their email list when we were on. And then this other woman that was sitting there, that's a mutual I know that woman through that friend that betrayed me, and she looked at me and she said, we were all invited, and I simply said, well, you know, since Easter was canceled for me, I didn't think you would come here, I told that woman. And she all of a sudden got real busy, and she's picking up her phone and pretending like she's looking at her phone, and then I just walked away. And then a few minutes later, I was doing the party circuit. A few minutes later, a mutual guy friend, not my neighbor, was standing and talking to that woman, that supposed friend of mine, and she was by herself at the table. Everybody had cleared away, and she's sitting there by herself at the table. And she's telling him what I said, and he pointed at me. And so I came walking back up to the table, and he came over to me, and he says, my name, he says, you've been under a lot of stress. And I said, no, I haven't. And he said, yes, you have. You've been working hard. And I said, no, I have not. I said, when a friend betrays me, when I give everything I have to the friendship and they turn around and betray me, I get really hurt. And then he, started talking about something else. And the party, you know, went on. And all of a sudden she, that one that betrayed me, she was acting like she was having the life of the party. She's going up to the host, and she's standing almost behind me, and she's dancing. But I could tell it wasn't her. She was really wound up trying to pretend that nothing was bothering her. And then that woman that she had come with came up to me at some point and said, what part of you is hurt? Why are you walking on the cane? I said, I'm having trouble with my friends. I said, that's my problem. And so, because I knew she was going to go back to that woman, that skank, and report to her. And so that was going on. Finally, the two of them left. It was toward the end of the party. And then, you know, my neighbor was there, and I was there. And then, this is what was going on. So I needed help carrying my potluck dish. It was big. And I needed help carrying it out. There's no way I could walk with the cane and the potluck dish. So I asked this guy. He's kind of cute. And I had told my neighbor before the party, before he left, I said, can you please just go easy on my girlfriends? I said, just leave them alone, please. Don't flirt with them. And we were at our place, and he kind of stomped his foot and closed the door and left. And he went with the Sultan, Flaccid Sultan. They went together. So I was being, you know, when I was arrived at the party, they were, my neighbor greeted me, and I just made the party circuit and did what I told you. And then, so I'm leaving, but I was careful just to stick with women, and he stuck pretty much with men. And I had my back to him. I was trying not to pay attention to what he was doing. So anyway, I asked this guy to help me, and I had to hook my arm into him, and I'm really leaning up against him because my leg was really giving me problems. And so we're walking, you know, and we're talking about stuff that we do, and our arms are hooked together, and I'm leaning into him, and he's carrying my potluck dish. I could hear my neighbor behind me, and he saw us, and so all of a sudden he starts yelling for this other guy into the party. I don't know, Deb, and what do the cards say? I don't know.
Wow. Sounds like there was drama.
But it wasn't over the top.
No.
Well, I called her out. I said, how, in my head, I thought, she's going to keep coming to these things. I introduced her to a lot of my friends and their neighborhood friends, and she's going to keep coming. She's going to keep coming. And so I saw her, and I just... incoming, I went incoming, you know, and called her out on it. And so I don't know.
Well, personally, I think it's a good thing to get things aired out.
Well, yeah, and she didn't start throwing shit at her chairs and stuff, so it wasn't over the top or anything.
No, I was on the cane.
Yeah, you could have fucking wrapped her upside the head with that thing, I'll tell you, boy.
Be careful in a cat fight. Women go for the hair, and they go for the boobs.
Yeah, but she has a cane.
Oh, no.
If they try to mess with her, she can knock the shit out of them with that cane.
Or his my grandmother used to say, they'll kick you in the box. So you got to watch out for that.
Now, was it one of those? Was it one of those wooden ones that they always give you at the doctor's office, or was it one of the
nicer
aluminum ones?
Ones,
the nicer aluminum ones?
Aluminum.
Ah, okay. So I'll tell you what, boy, I probably got rid of them. I used to have some of those wooden ones that they'd give you.
Yeah.
They were about as thick as a baseball bat, and they were solid wood.
You remember your dad's? It was gorgeous.
I had two of them, and I'll tell you what, boy, you get somebody with that their skull will shatter. So, anyway, go ahead.
Well, your neighbor is convinced that things are completely out of control between him and you. He wants
really?
To fix. Yes. He is definitely on, this is like a repair mission. He wants to patch things up with you. He wants to get back what you have. So, I don't know. I mean,
I didn't tell what was going on between me and that girlfriend, supposed girlfriend, you know, no one else really saw except for who was sitting there. And those people were pretty.
Yeah. I don't mean in reference to that. I mean in general. He is still wanting to repair what has been damaged between the two of you.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And, you know.
How do you do that?
You may have tossed a couple of extra logs on the fire with that girl. But people are going to get her number. I see it up here. I see it in your card. They're going to figure her out. You know, they're going to know she is a trouble starter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, she even told me some things when we were having friendship together. Told me a lot of stuff about her. In fact, that mutual guy that came up to me and says, you've been stressed, you're stressed. And she told me stuff about him. I mean, she tells me stuff about everyone. It's not good. And, you know,
gossip.
Nobody.
What they will gossip to you, they will gossip about you behind your back. So,
typically, that is the case, yes, absolutely.
And do sometimes tell her something really off the grid and see how it comes back, and you'll know where it came from. I'm just saying. All right, go ahead.
Well,
go back.
And she, no, I really laid myself out for her. I just really, because there was another third party, a woman that I trusted, and she said, oh, you guys have become friends. That's so great. And I trust that third party. And I started to tell that third party what was going on with my friendship with this woman and how things were, I mean, it escalated to the point that it did. And I said, I'm seeing a side to her that I don't think anyone else knows. But I think what happens with that supposed friend is I think she burns a lot of bridges because I had become her one and only, it sounded like, as far as she would go to the grocery store and text me and say, I'm at the store, I need a ride home. She'd do that. And I ignored the text. You know, it got to the point where I was just ignoring it. And then she would.
Entitled. I thought she'd call.
I'm sorry?
She was that entitled to say, I need a ride home? Is that what you said?
Well, she's wealthy, and I went to her at some point, and I said, why don't you just hire somebody? Because I was starting to tell her, it was starting to kind of get disintegrating between us, and I would tell her, you did this, you did that, I was surprised when you did that, you know, and I said, if you don't, you know, if you want the friendship to continue, then, you know, and she says, and I do, she would say, And I didn't want to clobber with 50 million things that were wrong that she had done, but she was starting to do a lot of things. And I said, you yell at me when we're driving. And she raised her hands like, oh, you know, like she, you know, did I really? Or she was just doing crap. And so it was, and I believe, this is what I believe, is that she has done that with a lot of other people. And a lot of other people have run for the hills.
Well, and I don't doubt it. She wears out relationships because she's demanding and sounds very uncaring. If she messaged you and said, I'm at the supermarket, can I get you, you know, you need anything?
Well, would you like to, that's a different ballgame.
That's nice.
Like, well,
and then
somehow, I would say somehow you've got your ass to the supermarket. You get your ass out of there the same way.
Well,
whoever you got your ass there, leave there then.
Oh, yeah.
She got mad over the fact that she had come by my house. We had talked earlier that morning at 7 a.m. and I was telling her what I was going to do for the day. I was really busy and I had people over helping me. And then she called me out of the blue and she wanted me to, she had been going shopping at a secondhand store and I said, I'll come pick it up later. And she said, no, it's heavy. Where are you? And so I went out there and I took it and I said, I'll drop it off later. And then I just politely went in the house, politely called her. And I said, I ask that people call me before they come by. And she yelled into the phone. She says, when she was yelling this, she said, sorry to bother you. And that was the end of that. I hadn't heard from her. And the next thing I know, that man who said, you're stressed, he was the one that told me. He said, where were you? She had a party a few days later at her ranch. And he said, where were you? Because everyone saw us together. You know, I was driving her place. And her granddaughter saw me. I mean, yeah, her daughter-in-law, and said, you were the one driving her. I don't know where she is. And she was snarky. And I thought, fuck this, man. I saw her at the party, and I thought, fuck. No way, Jose.
Well, I think she abuses her friends with all of this. And that's why, imagine, pity the fool man that ends up with her. Oh. You know, you'd probably pray to die early.
Well, she has a disability that is becoming worse.
Well,
and
maybe.
Would that be physical or mental?
Yeah, which way?
You know, physical, but I'm wondering if she does have dementia. I've been asking myself and a trusted third party. I said, I wonder if she has dementia.
How old is she?
She's in her 50s.
That's pretty early.
Yeah.
It can happen, but that's pretty early, though. You know.
It's just
but
weird.
You never know. You never know. Yeah, what? Your cards. What else? What do you got? Anything? What summary?
Well,
do you want to summarize? What do you want to do?
Up and down for you for a little while. Mm. The neighbor would like to stabilize his relationship with you, but I don't know if he's really capable. Just because he wants to doesn't mean he can make it happen for the two of you. So I just wanted you to know, be prepared for many ups and many downs.
Oh, no. What does he want? I don't know what he wants.
I'm not sure he knows either, but he doesn't want another man to have you, okay?
Well, that's pretty creepy, though.
Oh.
That's creepy.
It's creepy.
That is very creepy.
A lot of the people,
he doesn't have ownership. Have ownership.
They should make a movie, a motion picture out of this town you live in, because you have a lot of seemingly creepy people there.
I don't know about that.
Well, they got the Sultan.
That's just another character that everybody's got to go.
And
the
Sultan, when I ran into him at the store when we were shopping, all of us were separately in there shopping for our potluck dishes, and my neighbor was in there, and he told me he was going to be there, and I told him I was going to be there, and the Sultan came around the corner, and he said to me, he said, your boyfriend's here, and
he walked past me,
and he said, then he told me his name, and I said, I know who you're talking about, and I thought, I wonder why he called him that.
I remember she told us that yesterday, and I said, you should have said, I thought he was your boyfriend.
Yeah,
that's what I would have said.
Now, younger men will embellish, telling their male friends, oh, yeah, I've hit that. I've nailed it. Yeah. Had her. Going back for more. But I wonder if older men, too, you know? And so maybe, I don't know. I mean, I can't honestly say from the cards, but maybe the Sultan is under the impression from, you know, your neighbor. We're going to have to do this part, but I would prefer to do them in private sometime with you.
Me
really
too. Yeah.
That on the air. Yeah. But we
yeah.
Do that.
Oh, you're really. Sorry. You're breaking up. I'm so sorry. You know,
I am a lot of fun to have at a party because everybody wants to get into the nitty gritty, you know. And so anyway, a lot of times reading other people's cards like that, people that aren't there, you can gain a lot.
Well, the woman that I confronted at the party, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with that, but it makes me, as I said, the last time I talked to you, it just makes me really sad because I gave my heart. I always give my heart, and I didn't see it coming with her. I did not see it coming. And I took her around and introduced her to everybody, a lot of people, a lot of groups that I'm, you know, go to coffee with. And, you know, I just didn't give it any second thoughts. And
you're hurt. I know what that feels like when you think you have a good friend and then they either betray you or they just ghost you. You know, it hurts.
Oh, it hurts. Tremendous. And I mean, I could be a bully and every time I see her and say something shitty to her. I brought my grandson most recently to a dance that we were all at because I didn't have a sitter. Now I do have a sitter, but he lasted about an hour. And they were, you know, our mutual guy friend and that girlfriend, we were all taking care of my grandson, you know, and I bought him a hamburger, and they were all trying to dance with him, and that girlfriend was doing that too. It just breaks my heart that she, I don't know, whatever.
Well, do you feel that there's a path to forgiveness between the two of you, or is it irreparable?
She'd have to say sorry. I don't know if she's going to.
Yeah.
I don't know if our mutual guy friend, he's very much the gentleman. I don't know if he'll tell her, you know, I don't know what her narrative is on the story, what she's telling people, but I don't know if he'll suggest to her, just say you're sorry.
Well, there's a lot of memes that say people that say an apology will avoid you. And so it may be possible that after this confrontation, she's going to not want to be around you. And it's sad that people have to
I have to let it go. It's an exercise from the powers of whatever. Just let it go.
Good
therapy. Go on Temu. It's therapy.
Temu.
I'm addicted to it, but the shopping. The clothes are fantastic. Jewelry is cheap, but then if you lose it, you don't care.
Right.
It's good. I'm just saying, find something as a release for you.
Well, I'm down at the river right now as I talk to you. This is my release. And I was at a painting thing right now. I have a painting with me. I'm doing it to it. You know, I am. And the hostess of the party yesterday was hugging me and kissing me. And I had other people that I invited, and they came, we were hugging. I have girlfriends. I do have girlfriends. But that particular girlfriend I was spending a lot of time with because she needed help in getting to places. And once we would arrive, I'd have a good time. I was getting tired, but I had a good time. And so, and we were talking about taking these trips and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, well, myself, I all have heard this. Men make better friends, I think, than women do. Platonic buddies, friends. Because they don't get these cat dagger nails that go wham, you know, that come out where women be really hard on each other. I don't know if it's inherent. I mean, looking at animals, the males fight, right? Breed with a female.
Well, I mean, if you look at the Darwin thing, they compete, you know.
Or in human beings, men can have a fist fight and then say, okay, come on, let's go get a beer.
It used to be that way. Now everybody shoots everybody or stabs everybody.
Shooting or grabbing
or they get a bunch of buddies jump in. It's not one-on-one anymore.
Rachel, I saw some raw video of what went on in that mall. It was heartbreaking.
And to literally see that guy knifing these people.
There's no
happening. Yeah, and if you go on, like, check the loom and see the fentanyl problems, I mean, it's like we are spinning into crazy land.
Crazy.
Crazy.
But that's how it goes.
Well, Lisa, you're taking us into the end of the show.
You are indeed. Indeed, you are.
Thank you.
You have been through a lot. So, by the way, I see the sale of there's money in your card.
Oh, good, because I got some really bad news on the house. Oh, hugely bad. And now my business partner and I are trying to think of how we're going to get through this. And it's big. It's really big. It's the news on it is big. And so we are able to sell it, but I don't even know if I'll take more of a hit on it. But you saw that. You always saw that with the house. You said you're going to take a hit on it. Well, it's coming
through. I felt you're going to have to let them lowball you, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's
but,
yeah.
Hopefully, Lisa, you're not dealing with the situation, like, say, going on in Minnesota, where a lot of older homes are getting built, and the city making the seller a whole new sewer line all the way out to the main, you know, like on the road or under the road, wherever the main line is. My sister and her husband had to top up $33,000.
But it was jacked up, though, wasn't it?
Well, they said it's too old.
They were having problems, right?
There were a couple of breaks in it where plants were growing.
No, the tree roots will definitely sabotage
so
that
luckily,
stuff.
Luckily, hopefully, you never have to do that. You know.
Well, I'm going to hint right now to you. It's in that ballpark, I'm telling you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's bad. It's really bad, but... and I was calling all my friends that are in the industry, and someone sent another person to me to see if they want to buy it. I mean, I have a buyer now, but I have to see if they want to go through with it when I share the new information that we found out. And then this other person that sent a potential buyer to me, they are aware of the situation, and they're planning on – I was warned they're coming in as a real low ball. So anyway, I mean, it could be a lot worse. You know, it could be where nothing gets done ever, but we'll see. We'll see what we see.
Here we have a set of our local government who can take out loans from the city, pay them back later. I don't know if every community has lost that. But,
you can
do that.
I've been talking to some heavy hitters today and last night, and no one ever mentioned that. I mean, that could be where you're at. That's good. But, no, we're going to deal with this. We'll deal with it, but, you know, it is what it is. What can I say? It is
what it is.
And life is always going to be some kind of problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Life is not a 60s. Sitcom thing.
And Jim will tell you, I get very fatalistic. Money is my albatross. When I have it, I say, here, money for everyone. Take. Enjoy. And when I don't have money, I sit and, it's like I'm buying drinks
and
for everybody. When I,
I'm going to tell you something.
But
guess what? That Thai salad? Oh, God. I go to potlucks not to eat. I get all wound up in my stomach. I just want to talk and socialize. I don't touch any food because I can't possibly eat. I kept telling everyone, taste my salad. And I tell them what was in it. And some people would taste and they'd say, oh, yeah, that was great. You know, but these are my friends. And so I took this at the end of the party. And then when I go home, I'm eating my salad. I'm sitting in my car, you know, just kind of decompressing, and I'm eating the salad, and I thought, fuck, there's no dressing in here. I should have tripled that dressing. I had the dressing in there, but it wasn't enough, and it was so plain, And so I was going to recreate the dressing again, go to the store and pick up the ingredients and try to recreate it and dump it all over that salad and eat it. But I don't know.
Well, you remember
what that was the worst thing.
You sat in your car and ate tater tot casserole too.
But that's what I do. That's what I do. I don't have a porch swing. I used to have three porch swings. I don't have that anymore. But I sit in my car and watch the stars, and I just decompress, and I go over, like, what happened and what didn't happen. And I just unwind, you know, watching the stars in my car. So I'm chomping away on the salad. It's okay.
Need to get you a good man, because you are so, like, perfect for the right man. But I have money. He's got to come with a little bit of cash. We like cash. He's got to be stable. He can't be a criminal. I mean, there's, you know, we have to check off all the markets.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
good
I,
that we have standards. No criminals. That's good. That's good. That's really good.
People
we'll
on the planet, there's got to be someone for everyone. A pot
there
for
is,
a lid for every pot.
They say that.
We'll have to get a complete dossier and know where we can get that few bucks. Nothing to where we find out, has he ever had a DUI? Has he,
ever had an STD?
STD.
That one's probably you're not going to find out.
There needs to be a query on that. Some of them don't go away. I mean, they just take an antibiotic.
That's medical stuff. That
they're
stuff is hush-hush.
They say that syphilis and gonorrhea is on the rise again.
Oh, you know, that's what my neighbor and I were watching a movie, and he came over and he was telling me that there's STDs that, you know, the ones that we used to hear about that were fairly common names, he said they don't have antibiotics for them.
Because of what they've, the strain of the, say, the germ or, you know, has become, they've become immune to what we've had.
Oh, God.
Like,
oh, my God.
Wasn't that for, I thought that was for gonorrhea.
They just keep making different antibiotics.
It seems like they've got a handle on AIDS now. You know, they have too bad Freddie Mercury couldn't have lived long enough.
Well, he's
enough.
The only one that died.
Oh, no, but he's the only one that I not know, but
I know. You know what I know.
You know?
I know what I know.
He was blaming as far as being indiscriminate. A lot of stuff of different people that were close to him. He did not practice safe sex. You know. Yeah.
No. All right.
Here we go, my dear.
Here is your angel card, and the subject is, you know what to do. It's from Archangel Uriel. It says, take trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay.
Thank you. You know what? You know what? Just quickly, I want to tell you, I think I know who the swingers are, because you've been saying constantly for a long time, there are swingers in that group. I think I know who they are. I think you had it pegged from the get-go, because it's the way the man will sometimes say something, and then sometimes he just really, not rubs up against me, but you know, we're all very friendly with each other. We've all known each other now for a while. And, you know, a man might rub my back, but doesn't mean a damn thing. It's, you know, it's like a brother-sister kind of thing.
Yeah.
But there's one guy there and a woman, and I think, I'm wondering if those are the ones, because you always saw them. You saw, they dropped my neighbor off a long time ago, and right away you said, I think they're swingers.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes people just go to watch. Watching is big. So, you know, gosh, I got invited all the time. I never went. I didn't feel comfortable. And I just really missed I missed the boat on that one. The whole staff said, bring it in. But I was too scared to go, you know. And they watch. So you're your neighbor might be a watcher.
That's nice.
I don't know. You know what you ought to do? Go on Google sometime, put your city name in, and ask for swinging clubs or sex clubs.
I don't
want to. I bet it's going to be private houses. Why?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to know. I don't want to. I've heard through the grapevine sometimes years ago, somebody said, I was trying to get over this before I met my significant other. I was trying to get over someone, and they said, oh, they were telling me about this dude, and they said, oh, and he has, we've been to his cellar, and he has whips and chains on the wall, and that just really made me want to regurgitate. And then we were at a club, and they said, oh, here he is, he's here. And I thought they met this person that I was trying to move on from, yeah. And no, they met that dude, and I wasn't into him. Oh, God, that stuff turns my stomach. Ugh.
Well, and that's good. I mean, as far as being upfront about it. And if somebody you're with is a swinger, they're going to look at it recreationally. And you don't know who these are unless you're, like, in their, within their, what do you call it, like, their sanctum. And it would shock you. Okay, but, yeah, you could find out. And, you know, they see it as recreation. It's like going on a play date when you're a baby or like three.
A play date as a baby.
Some women want to be what's like beginning at these things.
That's nice.
You want sloppy seconds. I mean, come on. You know, who would want that? Okay. Well, Jim, it's time to roll up the...
Wrap her up.
Yeah.
And put a wrap on it. Put a bow on that. Wrap it up.
Put a raincoat on it.
True that. Oh, that is true. That is one way. They always say keep it wrapped. Yes, that is a true statement. Yes. Safe sex. Practice safe sex. All right, Lisa.
I really love you and all of you.
We shall talk to you again in the game. You have a good rest of your week.
Talk soon.
The weekend's over. Still need to have a point.
I'm proud of you that you spoke up to that girl. You know, you grew a pair for that. All right, let's go.
What good are you?
I don't know. Fine. It's Saturday night. No Lawrence Welk. I'm